Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. Thank you for listening. This is our monthly call-in show where you have the opportunity to call in and receive a reading live on the air. This is coming from Firefly Willows Live, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fireflywillows. You can also find us on the web at fireflywillows.com/live. My name is Hi C, and I'm one of the co-hosts. We have a number of shows under the Firefly Willows Live channel, and I host a show on the second Sundays called Revolution, and that's at 10:30 a.m., same time as this show. And also on the second Tuesdays of each month, I co-host a show with Charlie Harrington called The Amethyst Oracle, Divination with a Queer Twist. And that takes us into various methods and techniques and types of divination and oracular work. And on both of those shows, Revolution on Second Sundays and Amethyst Oracle on Second Tuesdays, you have the opportunity to call in the latter part of each show and receive readings there as well. So I would encourage you to check those out to listen. We also have a number of other shows on Firefly Willows Live, and you can find those listed here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our Facebook page and on our website. And it looks like we already have a few people that have called in waiting for readings, so I think that the best thing to do today is for us to just jump in. I'm doing this solo today. A lot of times there's a couple of us, but my other co-hosts were not able to be here today, so I'm just kind of going to wing it by myself today. And I think the easiest thing to do is to go ahead and start jumping in with the people that have already started calling in. One thing that I would ask is, as you're waiting to come on live on the air, that you think about, one, what question you would like to ask about. Two, I'm going to ask you simply what your name is and where you're calling from, which I think is probably pretty easy for you to figure out. And if you could also think, have ready for me what the day and the month of your birth is. I don't need the year, but just the day and the month will be fine. So if you can just kind of have that ready, that would be swell. All right. So I think we'll go ahead and start with the first person. And let's see, where are we going to go to here? This is someone calling from area code 617. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the show. Can I ask what your name is and where you're calling from?
Yes, it's Lisa, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Lisa in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Has the weather gotten any better out
it
in that part of the country?
It is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, good. Because didn't you just have storms and things recently?
No,
or
actually we haven't.
Oh, so you didn't really get a lot of that.
No.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. It was kind of odd for me because it was like last weekend, it was like 80 degrees here.
Wow.
I'm in California. And, you know, but at the same time, I'm looking at, like, news stories of snowstorms and floods in the Midwest.
Yes.
I'm like, how are there snowstorms when it's 80 degrees here? But I'm glad that you have nice weather to be enjoying.
Yes, it's beautiful.
So,
well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What is it you'd like for us to look at today?
Actually, work opportunities.
In terms of, are you looking for work
actually
right
looking,
now? Or
looking for work.
And are there specific things that you're considering, or are you just wondering when an opportunity might be coming along?
I'm just
along?
Wondering when an opportunity will open up.
Okay. And what's the day and month of your birth?
4-2, April 2nd.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Just a little while ago. All right. So the reason I ask the birth date is to calculate a year card, and a year card goes from birthday to birthday. And that just shows us the overall energy lesson theme focus for a year. So you're in, well, if we look at it numerologically, you're in a 3-year. And three is a number of birth and creation. Mm-hmm. It can also be gestation to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a year to start really focusing on what's been gestating inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if we here want to apply it to the work situation, what's kind of been gestating inside of you in terms of what you want to do, what you feel ready to do, where you'd like to do it. And if we think of birth, then it says that this is a year where you may have to push a little bit in order to bring that into being. So it's not just going to happen. I'm assuming, not being a woman, but I'm assuming that babies don't just fall out, that there's a little bit of effort that has to go through it. And there may be some labor pains, which we could actually look at kind of literally as a term, that we might have to go through a little bit of quote-unquote pain in order to find the right labor for us to be in terms of work, but also that we have to just be willing to put in that effort. And think of what happens in labor. It's, you know, one of the big things that they teach or ask a woman to do is to breathe through it.
Mm.
So this is also a year where as you feel like you're encountering struggle, challenge, obstacle in whatever area of your life, remember to just breathe through it and to just kind of stick with it because,
right.
you know, probably a woman giving birth, at some point she's probably like, okay, I'm done. I'm not even going to do this. This isn't even worth it. But the end result is totally worth it and makes us totally forget the process we just went through when we see the final result.
Yes.
So that shows us that while it may not be easy, that the final result that we have the opportunity to be able to bring about during this year is going to be quite amazing and will cause us to forget about the struggle we went through to get there, because the reward, the payoff will be more than worth it and help to overshadow or just kind of move that out of the memory.
Yes.
And the card that you're in for this year is the Hanged Man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, of course, I always say to people, you know, what a great year. Who isn't looking for a hung man? But that's a whole other kind of reading.
I am.
Yes. So one thing that the Hangman card teaches us is patience.
Mm.
So there's a sense of if we have the patience to wait for the right thing rather than grabbing at anything, then we may find we are much happier with what comes about. The Hangman also is about a 180-degree shift. So it kind of turns everything topsy-turvy or on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may mean that it's a year where we feel as if things suddenly shift 180 degrees. And it also can indicate that it's a year to look at things or approach things from a 180-degree different perspective or approach than what we might have taken before. So when you think about work, if you think about how you've looked at it or how you've looked for it, then the Hangman card would say flip it on its head.
Okay.
And look in an opposite way that maybe you hadn't considered or tried before.
Exactly.
In terms of the kind of work to look for, it may say take a 180-degree different perspective and look at what you might not have considered doing or thought possible before.
That's true.
Because this is a year where the opportunity for doing something opposite or something very different coming in or being able to be done is energized, I guess we could say, with that being the year card.
Yeah.
Certainly the Hangman card has an aspect of sacrifice and surrender to it. So it does say surrender, which is acceptance.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to accept something. Think of it like a layover on a plane trip. Sometimes we might have to accept a job simply knowing it's a layover position to get us from here to where we're going, rather than holding out and now I'm living on the street and starving because, well, I'm not taking any kind of job. You know, just because you take a job doesn't mean you have to be stuck in it for 30 years. It could just be that you have it. It's a strategic move. And you know, even if you don't express that to other people, you know, this is just something I'm doing. And we don't want to get complacent in that job.
Exactly.
We continue looking, we continue the process of finding what it is we're really looking for, but at least it's something in the meantime. Mm-hmm. And that can also touch on the sacrifice aspect, because sacrifice is, what am I willing to let go of or give up, mm-hmm. in order to, one, open up space for the new to come in, and two, mm-hmm. for me to have what it is that I know is really right for me.
It's true.
So those are some things to keep in mind also as you're looking for work.
Okay.
Now, looking at the cards specifically that I pulled, well, any questions about that?
No, yeah, you're correct.
Okay.
You're definitely on the mark.
So looking at the cards that came up specifically, well, you know, it's interesting because when we're talking about kind of that acceptance or surrender aspect, one of the things that's here is the Two of Pentacles, which is often about having more than one thing at a time, like juggling things. So it could mm-hmm. say that for the moment, or the first thing that may happen is that we will be doing more than one job at a time. Mm-hmm. So it could be like two part-time things, which equal a full-time thing, or a full-time job, but maybe it's not the thing that pays us exactly what we want, so we do something on the side to supplement
right.
that for the mm-hmm. time being. That's not a permanent situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it can also be a card that says take a two-pronged approach to something. So sometimes mm-hmm. we can get too fixated on just scouring the ads on Craigslist or something, you know, to see what's out there, but we neglect working our network. Or we work our network but neglect to look at ads online or whatever.
Right.
So this is encouraging you to juggle more than one thing at a time, to take a two-pronged or a multi-pronged approach to the search, rather than just thinking that one way, one approach, one source of job listings or opportunities or whatever is going to be the key. There is also an aspect of needing you to really be willing to look for things that you would be passionate about, that would kind of fire you up. Because the Ace of Wands and the Nine of Wands are both here, but they're reversed. So the Ace of Wands can say that we've gotten disconnected from what gets us fired up, what motivates us to get up in the morning. And Nine of Wands reversed is this idea of exhaustion and burnout.
Yes.
So there's a sense that we've done too much just for the sake of having a job or earning money at the expense of stimulating, challenging, and growing ourselves and doing what it is we truly love or is something that we would truly be excited about.
That's true.
So, you know, pay attention to looking for things that are in the types of companies or industries that you would be interested or excited about in terms of what they're doing, what they're creating. Probably we would want a bit more challenge, creativity, and stimulation in what you're doing. And that can even go to the company, where the company is doing something that's a little more dynamic and exciting.
Yes.
Rather than is just kind of resting on its laurels or doing the same thing it's been doing for a while.
Exactly. That's true. Wow.
Now, in terms of when, because I know everybody wants to know when, you know, so I have two cards here, the short-term and the long-term outlook. The short-term is the next 1 to 3 months and says what's coming next, what's the next step, but it can also be very much the card that indicates the timing that we're thinking about. And the card that's here is Six of Swords. So one thing is that probably would indicate within the next 6 weeks, you would be likely to find or identify something that is going to help move you forward in the work situation.
Okay.
Because Swords is air, I would especially pay attention to what happens during the next air sign, which is Gemini, which is May 20th to June 20th, but that really puts us into the 6 week time frame.
Okay.
And Six of Swords is also a card about seeking out, think of it like saying, I don't have to navigate this alone. So it's encouraging you to reach out to someone or something else that can help you to find your way to where you're going. And that could be a career counselor, that could be a recruiter, that could be an organization that helps in some way with the job search, that could be Even now I've seen articles about like meetup groups and things that are specifically for people that are looking for jobs, and they end up being a networking opportunity and all of that. So there's a sense that it won't come about just by your own efforts or just on your own, but the key to this card is we have to ask. So if you think of like getting in a boat and needing to go to the other side of the lake, you can, you know, the person to drive the boat may be sitting there with the boat, but if you never get in the boat or ask them to take you to the other side, they're never gonna, you're never gonna go anywhere.
True.
So this is the key here, is that we have to be willing to reach out or to ask for. And the first step may be the hardest, but it'll get easier after that. But that's usually a result of, like, if we swallow our pride and ask for help, then suddenly we realize all of these things start happening, or it gets easier because
that's
people are willing to help us.
That's
kind of the first step at this point, is to reach out and allow someone or something else to be a part of the process with you and to help you along the way.
Okay.
Rather, like here, the deck I'm using, this card is called the burden. So rather than you feeling like you're bearing the burden alone, reach out and allow someone or something else to help you bear this burden of searching for something. And I think the nice thing here is that once you do that, you'll probably see results from that within the next 6 weeks from when you do that.
Okay.
So don't just think of it as 6 weeks from today versus 6 weeks from when you connect with or reach out to the person or thing that is going to assist you in that process.
Okay.
So, any questions about
Well, I will tell you, this is probably one of the best card readings I've had in a long time.
Oh, well.
And it's made, I mean, how you explained it, it just makes perfect sense, especially like with the Eight of Wands reversed and the Nine of Wands reversed. I am physically exhausted. I mean, my energy is just like, forget it.
That's probably why we're seeing that there's a need for you to reach out and allow somebody else to help you with this process, because you just don't have the energy. And if you do it with drained energy, kind of think of that energy out is energy in. So if I go out looking for a job drained of energy, then I'm going to end up finding or settling for something just because it's like, oh, I just don't want to look anymore.
Exactly.
And then that job is also going to not hold the same kind of energy as to what we're needing or looking for from the job.
Absolutely. I agree.
But we get stuck in thinking, but I have to do this myself. And this is saying, well, no, actually, there is assistance or help to help you in this process if you just reach out.
That's true. Now, do you mean like temp agencies or recruiting firms?
It can be that, because if we go back to that Two of Pentacles, which was about maybe having more than one job at a time, then, you know, having like a temp agency or something that at least is finding you temporary jobs to be doing while you continue searching.
Exactly.
Means that it's alleviating some of the burden, because you at least have some income while looking, rather than no income and then you're just stressed all the time.
And
with a temp agency or something, you don't have to, and recruiter is fine too. I mean, all those kind of things would fall into that. But like with a temp agency, you don't have the burden of finding the jobs. They're doing that work, and then they're saying, can you go work here on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, kind of thing. So you can keep your energy towards your own search and allow them to be at least doing the work to find you something to kind of fill in the gaps while you're doing that.
That's true. That's very true. Well, this is very clear as to what it is I need to be doing, and I need to get on the ball with it.
Yes.
I truly do. I truly do. Like I said, I'm just, you know, I just don't have the energy and just, you know, exhausted.
Right.
From the search, and you just want to give up and say, forget it.
Well, this is encouraging you not to give up, because the Six of Swords says, fairly soon, since it's in the short term, you're going to start seeing forward momentum or forward progress.
Yeah.
But it will be a result of the things we've just talked about.
Okay.
And just to put in a plug here, mm-hmm. You might consider also checking out. We have a new show starting on Tuesday called Embracing Change, and it actually is. It's co-hosted by John Caricella, who does some other shows, but the other co-host is Ivan Teams, and he's actually a career coach. And the focus of the show is around, really the focus of the show is about finding joy in your path, but he does a lot of work around helping people find joy in the work they do, as well as to find the kind of work that will bring them joy. So since you're looking for that, you might think about checking that out on Tuesday.
On Tuesday? And what time on Tuesday?
Well, it's at 8 o'clock California time, Pacific time, which I know is probably a little late for you. So if you want to stay up and hang out and listen, you can, it'll always be available. You won't be able to, like, call in live if you listen to the archive, but it will be then available as an archive after it's aired.
Okay, excellent. This is great.
Good?
This is really good.
Well, I'm glad we can be here to help a little bit.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, and many blessings to you.
You too, and I'm going to encourage you to go outside and just take advantage of the nice weather today there and recharge yourself.
I will. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so I think now we are going to go to area code 724.
Hello.
Are you there, area code 724?
I am. Hi, my name's Missy.
Missy, and where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. And how's the weather there today?
It's kind of raining today here.
Did you get
it's been nice for like a week, and today it's raining, so.
Well, the rain's good, because there were quite a few droughts and things going on.
Yeah, we needed it, so.
Yeah. So what is it that we can look at for you today?
I just wanted to see if maybe you see a partner for me, you know, sometime this year or.
Okay. And what's the day and month of your birth?
June 18th.
June 18th. Well, hopefully, if you were listening to the previous caller, your year number and card are exactly the same.
Nice.
So you're in a 3-year numerologically, and like we said about that, that's about birth, creation, something new coming into being. If you think of like a plant, the number one would be planting the seed, 2 would be the establishment of the roots, 3 is when we see the first little sprout of growth above the ground.
Okay.
So there's a sense that if you've been doing the work to cultivate and tend to your own internal garden, then you will, especially in terms of how it relates to love, relationship, and that kind of thing, then this is a year where you will start to see first little sprouts appearing that are visible and tangible for you to take advantage of, or at least to show you that things are happening, things are moving, there's new possibilities that are coming up.
Okay.
And the card for this year, well, actually, so that actually starts on your birthday in June. I was looking a little forward. So you'll move into your 3-year and as of your birthday, and it goes from birthday to birthday.
Oh, okay.
So right now you're finishing up a 2-year, which means for the next couple of months, continue to do a little bit of root work. Continue to do a little bit of that internal work to say, okay, do I have everything in place and ready to be healthy and supportive, and what is needed to nourish new relationships coming into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that may mean making sure I've done the healing from previous relationship situations, making sure I'm going into relationships with the right expectations and thoughts. I don't like the word expectations, but there it is. and so that for the next couple of months is what you want to continue to focus on, then you'll shift on your birthday into the 3 year. And then when you, on your birthday, what you go into is the Hanged Man year. And because what you're in right now is the Justice year, which would mean that this is right, you're still in a year of finding your truth and being willing to live it, which you may have already started to do, but it's you learning how to be authentic and true to yourself and to live in integrity so that you're not compromising who you are or what you want for the sake of somebody else or just for the sake of having a relationship. And it can also be about finding your voice, learning how to speak up and say, speak your truth, rather than holding back or saying what you think somebody else wants to hear, just to appeal to them. And then when on your birthday, you move into the Hangman card, Hangman year. And you're asking a really good question, because like I said with the previous caller, Hangman year, who isn't looking for a hung man? So, yay. but it is a little bit about having patience. Now, the Hangman card can actually be an interesting year because it can show that we fall head over heels for someone. So that can show that there may be people or relationship opportunities that come along where you just kind of get swept off your feet.
Okay.
And I think that you have to be careful with that, because when we were talking about what you're in right now, it's great to get swept off our feet, but if we haven't solidified that sense of what is right and true for us, we can very easily get caught up in suddenly finding ourselves compromising our true self because we get caught up in the moment or we get swept away by something. So you have that's why using the next couple of months to really make sure you know who you are, what you want, what you're willing to accept and what you're willing to not accept from a person or a relationship, so that even if you do get swept up or swept off your feet, you don't just fall into suddenly finding yourself compromising and allowing for those things that you had told yourself were not right for you or that you wouldn't allow again. So, any questions about that?
No, it's pretty...
Okay.
Makes perfect sense to me.
So now looking at the specific cards that we pulled. Well, it's interesting that the first card that actually came up, and this is when I was just shuffling the deck and then pulling the cards randomly, the first card that came up is the Hangman card. So, I think that shows us that... the coming year, meaning after your birthday from June to June, is going to be extremely significant in terms of new love, new relationship coming into your life. So
okay.
Have that to look forward to. Now, the Hangman card is a card of new vision. It says things may come in a way that's a bit opposite from what we had expected. They may not look like what we thought they would. It also encourages us to approach or look at things from an opposite point of view. And I've often seen this card come up for questions like this, where it says, be willing to consider maybe a type of person that you normally wouldn't. So if somebody always said, you know, well, I would never go out with an artist type, but I'll always go out with a banker or a doctor or whatever. This is a year where what comes in may be very different or opposite from what you had thought you would be attracted to or thought that you would be in relationship with, or the type of situation or relationship may be very different than what you thought it would be. And we want you to kind of embrace that.
Okay.
Because seeing things in a new way and experiencing things in a new way is going to open up amazing relationship possibilities for you to have in the coming year.
Okay.
And one of the things about that approach is you have to get out of your head and stop overthinking it. And don't try to analyze it like, is this the right person? Well, you know, this is what I normally would look for, so I don't know if this person's, you know, let go of the checklists, let go of the spreadsheets, and just allow a person or a situation to reveal itself to you, and you go along with the ride of that, rather than it having to match particular criteria before you would even consider it.
Okay.
And I will say, and a lot of this I'm saying because the Page of Swords is reversed here. One thing I would say with the Page of Swords reversed is that the online approach may not be very successful for you.
Okay.
So you might want to minimize that approach. And this is where the Hangman card can come in. It says, take an opposite approach to what we've been doing. So if we've been doing a lot on the online side of things, then it's time to really minimize that or stop doing that and find other ways to meet people. And the, well, in terms of timing, the Four of Swords comes up. And so I would say probably, well, that would say to pay attention to something that happens in the next 4 weeks. And again, we're in that the sign. Well, so the four, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. So especially during, hold on, because I have to figure out what the dates are because it's the last 10 days of Gemini. So that would be around June 10th to June 20th. That seems to be a very indicated time for something happening.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing with the Hangman card, and it's interesting because that's right around your birthday. And the thing with the Hangman card and also with the card here, the Four of Swords that I'm looking at for the timing aspect, both are cards that are kind of about you not really doing anything versus something that comes to you. Mm-hmm. And all it's asking you to do is to pay attention. Pay attention to who comes in, pay attention to what happens. And then, and that's why it may happen or be a type of person or a situation that's very different than what you would have thought or expected it to be. But as long as you pay attention, then you will notice that there is an opportunity or a person that's interested or something like that. And I would especially pay attention around that June time frame.
Okay. You know what? I have a question. How do you, this is, I don't know if you can even answer that, but to get motivated to work a little harder, I'm finding myself having a lack of motivation to really, I mean, I'm doing work to take care of changing some things, and but I feel like the self-love part I could be doing better at. There's some obvious things that I could be doing, but I just feel like no motivation, even though, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I'm doing all kinds of spiritual work, but there's a lot of work that I could be doing to take care of myself, and I just don't feel motivated at all.
Well, so sometimes we are trying too hard. And
okay.
Especially with the Hangman card coming up, because you may already be starting to feel some of the energy of what that card is about for the coming year beginning to kind of bubble up underneath the surface as we get closer to your birthday. And it asks us to learn how to just be. It may be saying to stop trying so hard and to sit with what you've already done and just allow that to kind of sink in, you know,
okay.
To kind of let it process. It's like with the thinking thing. We think all the time, but we never stop long enough for our brain to just stop thinking in terms of having all sorts of stimulation and information being fed into it and to let
right.
it just process and settle down. So there's a sense here that it would actually probably be more helpful for you to stop doing so much or trying so hard. And to just kind of be with what you've already done. It's like somebody who reads, a self-help book, and then as soon as they finish it, they start reading the next self-help book. Then as soon as they finish it, they start reading the next.
That's the story of my life.
But what they're not doing, and what I would say is, don't even just read from cover to cover the self-help book. Read the first chapter, and then sit with that for a week and see, how does whatever was in that chapter play out for you? How does it feel for you? How do you feel like you could put that into practice? Then move to the next chapter. You know, or if it's a book that's kind of designed to be done in a whole thing, read the book, but then don't read the next book for a while. Sit with what that book that you just read had to say to you. How do you put it into practice? What are those things? How are they revealing themselves in your life now that you have a perspective based on what that book showed you or opened up for you? And because we exhaust ourselves by just doing all the time. You know, it's so funny how people will come into work on a Monday morning and complain about how tired and exhausted they are after the weekend. And it's like, well, really, the weekend is supposed to be when you recharge. So maybe if you knew you had a busy week the previous week, it would be better to learn how to say no and just be, just kind of do nothing, rather than worrying about all the things that you think you should be getting done and aren't doing,
right,
when what you need to honor is my body needs time to just rest and recharge. And it may be with the kind of work you've been doing, it's great that you've been doing that. But if we just keep doing, then like you said, we burn ourselves out or we get exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's one of the cards that's here is the Nine of Wands, which actually came up before too, which is a card of exhaustion and burnout. So it's asking us to just relax and be with what we've been doing. It's kind of like with the roots that I was talking about. You know, when you plant a seed, you can water and everything, but there's not a lot that you can do to cause the roots to establish. As long as you've watered and fertilized and done all that kind of stuff, then you just have to step back and allow the plant to do what it does until we start to see the sprouts of growth. And you're nearing the period of the sprouts of growth. And I would say that now is the time of stepping back to just, and some of that is having faith, to have faith that whatever you've done has been beneficial. Now I stop doing and allow that to just work on a deeper level in whatever
right
way it needs to, rather than keep drowning it out by throwing more onto it and more onto it.
Right. Right. So just kind of like sit back and I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and you know, some of the work you've done, it doesn't mean that you don't think about the work you've done, but now you sit and you be with the work that you have been doing or what you've been reading or whatever, instead of
right
trying to find something new to be doing.
Right. Right.
Can you just yell into my ear because I didn't?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, any questions about that?
No, I you pretty much answered my questions, yeah.
Okay. The nice thing is I think that when you stop trying so hard and stop doing, that you'll find that what you've been seeking starts to come in, and it's not going to take very long for that to happen.
Hmm.
It just may look very different than what you thought it would, or be a very different kind of situation than what you might have initially envisioned. And we want you to accept that and just kind of go with that to see what it has to offer, rather than needing it to match the criteria and the way that you thought it was going to look.
That scares the heck out of me. I'm
well,
thinking like, well, what is that? Does that mean like what the person is going to look? You know what I hear when you say that, and this could just be my own fears, is that I settled into a marriage where I wasn't attracted, and I thought this person had all the qualities that I wanted, but I wasn't quite attracted to this person. So I get scared that would happen again. Like, I don't ever want that to happen again.
Right. Well, so the key there, I think, is what you just said. You thought that this, first of all, you thought, so you overthought. But you thought that this person had all of the qualities that you were looking for.
Right.
So you had a checklist of qualities.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought this person matched the checklist.
Right.
And what this is asking you to do with just be with something is, don't worry about having expectations or checklists about criteria and qualities. Just pay attention to who comes in or what opportunities come along, and then let them reveal themselves over time. And with each quality or each aspect or each thing that gets revealed, sit with that and say, how does that feel for me? Does that feel right and true for me? And if it does, then continue moving forward with it and then see what the next thing is. And what we're doing is we're not expecting someone to be something we've already created in our head.
Right.
But we're allowing the person and the relationship situation to organically unfold and reveal itself. And we just go along with that, just interacting with, working with, sitting with each aspect that comes along, rather than trying to figure out the whole thing all at once.
Right. Just being, I really have to practice that.
That
for me would be very beneficial in something that I've, because I'm an overthinker, that's all I do, think.
Yeah.
And that's learning how to be, you know.
Right, and that's a big lesson of a hangman year that you're getting ready to go into. It's like learning how to not feel guilty just because I said I had 20 things I needed to get done on Saturday, but I was so tired from the work week that I spent all day Saturday in my pajamas watching movies. And that's okay. Now, if that becomes a habit, and that's all we do, that's a whole other issue. But knowing when we need to do that and allowing for that is extremely important. It's just like a lot of times people will say that they wish they did more spiritual work in their lives, but they don't have time.
Mm.
And it's like, well, if you never, I always tell people you can never use the phrase you don't have time, because we all have the same amount of time. You have to be willing to make the time.
Right.
So you have to say, I'm not making the time for doing spiritual work or whatever, rather than saying I don't have the time, because I don't have the time. It's an outside force that's to blame, so I don't have to hold myself responsible. But if I say I'm not making the time, I suddenly have to take responsibility for whether that's happening to me or in my life or not. And that's one of the big things that you'll be learning in the coming year, is the importance of just being, and it's trying to challenge you to just stop and, you know, sit. It's like, take advantage of a really nice day, or even if it's raining like today, take advantage of that and go outside and sit somewhere and just listen to the rain. You know, because people neglect parts of nature because they think, oh, it's a rainy day, so I can get all my errands done.
Right.
Whereas if it was a sunny day, I'd go on a hike. And what we're missing is the energy and the message that the different elements have to offer us. And so, like, a sunny day is the element of fire, a rainy day is the element of water. They all have different energies and different messages, but we often neglect certain elements because we think, I don't want to be out in that element, so I'm going to go and do other things.
And
some things that are very more practical, I guess you could say, with the Hangman card is it often is a period that it encourages you to do things like yoga or Pilates. The idea is things that are not like hardcore, you know, like lifting weights and doing this.
Hard work, right.
But Pilates work. Is hard work, let me just tell you. And yoga can be hard work. But it's something that's more gentle and flowy rather than, you know, boom, boom, boom. But also dance can come in, meditation. But meditation can take on different forms. It can just be taking hikes, you know, every Saturday so that you're just out in nature and disconnected, so that you're just being with nature and that kind of thing. Or it can literally be sitting and meditating.
Right.
You know, but those kind of things are really highlighted. And what you're recognizing is a challenge for you is what you're being challenged with in the coming year to make a priority of working on.
I could see that. I could definitely, I mean, that's something that's been on my mind a lot. So
the next couple of months, you can be establishing the roots, which is finding the things that would be right for you to use to work on those things. So that it'd be like between now and your birthday, you're identifying the yoga center and the yoga class you want to go to, or you're researching places to go on hikes around where you live so that every Saturday you can choose one of those places and go on a hike or, you know, whatever it is. But right now is finishing the process of establishing the root system so you have that to draw on, and then you start working with it and being with that as you move into the next year.
Right. Yeah.
And the key to that is that will then allow new relationship possibilities and opportunities to kind of, it'll seem as if they just kind of flow in.
Right.
Where you didn't really do a lot to make them happen, but they just kind of happen, or they just kind of come.
Right. Which would be nice.
Well, yeah. It would be. And this is saying you can have what you feel would be nice, but you have to do your part. Which sometimes
right.
means stop doing because you're getting in the way of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So hopefully that helped a little bit.
It really did. It definitely did. I appreciate the time you took.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I work a lot with the natural world, like herbs and crystals and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you move into the Hangman year, the herb that's associated with that card is kelp. So I would encourage you to work with kelp. And that could mean taking kelp as a supplement. I mean, you can easily find it in capsule form to take as a supplement. You can also easily find it to add to foods, like Whole Foods has it, where it's like in a salt shaker thing. Actually, kelp is a great substitute for salt because it gives the saltiness. You don't have to use quite as much kelp, but it also means you're not taking in the sodium the way you do if you just use regular salt. But kelp is also, it has a softening quality.
Okay.
So it helps us to be gentle with ourselves and to be able to move through life more softly and gently, which is like the just being. Because doing is like fire. And this is helping us to just be. And kelp helps to support doing that. It also helps to kind of soften fixed viewpoints or places where we've gotten very rigid in the way that we think about things. And that, I think, is going to be very important, too, when we talk about taking a different perspective and allowing for a different perspective and acceptance of people, types of people, et cetera, getting rid of the checklists. Kelp will help energetically in the process of softening those rigid checklists, if you will.
Right, right. Right.
So.
Yeah.
That would be my recommendation.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Well, and enjoy the rest of the day.
I sure will. You too.
Even go out there and be in the rain.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, I think I will do that today.
All right. Excellent.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. And we've still got a couple of people waiting in the queue, and we will be getting to you very, very shortly. So we're just going to take a quick little break. I actually just need a little bit of water, if you'll allow me. And we will be right back in a couple of minutes. So stay tuned, and if you're in the queue, hang on.
אבל קשה לי להשתים מזל טוב ישראל על האורות החדשים מכוניות para el oído. Mandando mis curan con imbonim, pasando mis cerdas con lioxonim. Anashim ajadashim, giborim gdolim, lo medabrim shalom, lo mosim ilim.
Firefly Willows, LIVE, is proud to support Underdog Railroad Rescue, a pending 501c3 organization based in Portland, Oregon. Underdog Railroad Rescue works directly with rescue groups in Southern California to rescue dogs who are on their last days in the high-kill shelters. They foster the dogs until they are healthy, get to know the dogs' personalities and needs, and help them find their forever homes. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/underdograilroadrescue or contact them at underdogrr@gmail.com. This tip of the week from Underdog Railroad Rescue. Quite often, your new dog's true personality won't reveal itself until several weeks after adoption. It takes time for your dog to get to know you. Be patient and understanding as you keep the schedule you've established for feeding, walks, etc. Stability and consistency allow your dog to know what is expected of him and fosters his trust in you.
And we are back, and you are listening to Firefly Willows Live, our monthly call-in show where you have the opportunity to call in and get a reading live on the air. If you are interested in a reading, you can either Skype in from the show page, or you can call in, and the phone number is 646-716-5510 to get into the queue. So we're going to continue moving along, and this time we're going to go to area code 857. Are you there calling from 857?
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Excellent.
My name is Linda. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, another Massachusetts person. Well, welcome to the show. And what is it that we can look at for you today?
My question is, I have a common theme that continues to keep happening. It's happened since I was a little girl. And it's an issue where women seem to want to challenge me, to want to dominate me. And I've turned off a part of my personality where I felt like I wasn't going to get locked into ego battles or, you know, just the type of stuff that women do. But now I'm over it, and I feel like I need to almost do the opposite and fight at this point, whether physical, whether emotional, whether however it needs to get done. I feel like I can't continue to keep taking the passive route.
Okay.
To turn the other cheek, I need to be the bigger person. I almost feel like I can't do it anymore. I don't have it in me.
Have you been able to identify what seems to trigger these kind of things, or what's the catalyst for these kind of issues to come up?
No, I don't know why it's happening. I don't.
Okay.
It could be at work. It could be at school. It could be family relationships. It could be social. It's just me,
women, common theme, kind of always been, and I'm tired of it. I really am. I'm tired of it.
Okay. So one thing that we sometimes have to at least be willing to look at is the idea of energy out is energy in. So we have to look at, what is it that I project out into the world? Think of it like moths to a flame. What is it that I project out into the world that might attract that? And that can mean that we have to look at how do I use language? You know, what kind of words do I use on a regular basis? What kind of tone do I use on a regular basis? And that can be as simple as, is the way that we say things always in a negative or judgmental way, which means that energy is going out, and then what it's doing is it's pulling back in negative or judgmental energy. And so if you've ever worked with something like affirmations, you know, when you do affirmations, you know, there's a couple of things that you do. You say it in the present tense. You don't use a negative. Because
you affirm it as it already is happening. I get that part.
Right. But also the words that you use, because like if somebody wanted to be healthy and they were doing an affirmation every day of, I am not sick, I am not sick, they can actually make themselves sicker, because there's a sense that the universe doesn't hear the negative, the not. And therefore, the energy we're putting out is the energy of the word sick. So we can make ourselves sicker because we're actually focusing on the sickness, and therefore that's what ends up starting to be attracted to us. And then if we switch that phrase and we say every day, I am healthy, now what we're doing is we're focusing on health, we're visualizing what it's like to be healthy, and we're putting out an energy of health that then will attract back healthy energy. So one thing I would just encourage you to look at is what kind of language, what kind of attitude and those kind of things do we tend to put out? And does it seem as if the world is perhaps mirroring back to us what we're putting out by having these kind of things come back in? Because we have control over being able to change that. We can't change other people. But what we can do is change what we're sending out to the world, and that will then change what is getting attracted to us. What's the day and month of your birth?
January 30th.
Okay. Okay. So if you've been listening, then you know I'm using that to calculate a year number and a year card. And the number of the year that you're in is a 10, which corresponds to what's called the wheel card. Sometimes wheel of change, wheel of fortune. And that says that this is a year for making changes, for setting change in motion, as well as we may see some major changes happening or occurring in our lives. One, that could apply to what I was just talking about, where if we look at, say, how we express ourselves in the world, this is the year to start making some major shifts or changes around that. But it can also mean that the approach you've been taking or the response you've been taking, it may be time to change. Now, I'm never one to advocate violence when you were saying, you know, maybe I just want to hit them or something. I'm like, well, now let's just relax. But there may be a way of changing it, of simply standing up to it and saying, that's not okay for you to say to me. Or the change may be that you don't engage, but you just turn around and walk away.
No more walking away.
Okay.
No more walking away. This isn't, no more walking away. It doesn't work.
Okay, well, because what I'm trying to find here is whatever approach you've been doing, we're trying to find what needs to change.
Walking away.
Okay. So
trying to be the bigger person, it's not working.
All right. Well, we still want you to be the bigger person, but you can do that by standing in your truth and owning your power and not allowing someone to feel as if they have been able to intimidate you, bully you, win, if you will, because you walk away. But there is a power in silence, and just standing there and not responding in the same way to them, but also not showing them that you're just going to give up and walk away and let them walk over you. And so it's time for you to be willing to say, I'm stronger than that, I'm better than that, and therefore I'm going to stand here and show you, you can't bully me, you can't get the better of me.
I'm trying to think of why people assume that I'm not weak. Just because I don't engage doesn't mean that I'm weak. That's not true. But I'm trying to assume where people are getting this message, because I'm not weak.
Well, no, I'm not saying that you are weak.
No, I know. I didn't say that you were. I'm just trying to figure out where, if I'm projecting, if it's that or if it's just females family, like, you know, it's another queen in the room, so now I need to challenge that to be the dominant female.
Right. So, and it's funny that you say that, because what I did is I pulled cards. I basically looked at this as a relationship reading, but it's your relationship to other women.
Mm-hmm.
So and I pull a card for you. I pull a card for the other, which would be other women. And then we have a couple of other cards. But the card that came up representing the other women is actually the Queen of Swords reversed. So to me, it's just amusing that you just now use that word, because that's exactly what the card is that came up. You know, Queen of Swords reversed is often seen as the ultimate bitch card. So how do you does it seem as if you always encounter these kind of people in the same kind of environment?
Very domineering, very needing to be in control. It's always a bitch. It's always, and I hate to say it, it's always a woman who needs to be in control, needs to be very domineering, needs to be heard, likes to dominate the situation, likes to be the center of attention. It doesn't matter if it's school, if it's work, it's always that person. It's always somebody who's able to get a crowd together, get more of a crowd type of support. Someone who's always domineering or cutthroat or cunning, and that's always what I seem to go against. Always somebody who needs to, you know, real powerful people don't need to tell it. They just are.
Right.
It just is. It isn't someone who comes into the room and needs to, I have this, I have that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I dominate, I'm doing real powerful people don't need to do it. They just are. It just is. It speaks for itself. You don't have to advertise it. You don't have to promote it. It just is. You see it. Somebody who can walk into a room and be quiet, and there's this grace, there's this elegance, there's this sense of strength. You don't need to talk about it. You don't need to tell people that you're not talking about it. It just is.
Right. So, you know, as you speak, the image that comes to me is you need to be leading workshops for young women to help to instill this and to help them start to understand this when they're still young enough to be forming their ideas of who they are and how to operate in the world. So you might start thinking about how you can take what you've learned and realized by going through this so much, of what it means to truly be powerful, of what it means to be a queen and that kind of thing, and start leading workshops in schools, in churches, in community centers, etc., where you are passing on exactly the message that you just very eloquently said. to younger women. So you're the queen, and it's time for you to start teaching the princesses that are coming up to be future queens.
Okay.
And when you start doing that, you're not only going to be helping to create a world where women are different than what you've been experiencing, but also you will find that when you start doing that, you will start attracting in people and women around you that are much more in alignment with that kind of perspective and philosophy that you just expressed. The Queen of Swords coming up reversed as well, you know, and there's also a card here, the Seven of Pentacles, but the image on it is a pregnant woman. The Queen of Swords, anytime we have a queen, it can represent the mother figure. Mm-hmm. And the Queen of Swords reversed could indicate that what you're experiencing from other women is somehow a reflection of issues that you may have experienced with a mother or mother figure that you still need to sort out or work through. And that all of these other people doing this are simply giving you representation and example of issues or things that you still may carry around that you haven't properly healed, worked through, dealt with.
How it's making me feel is making me feel like I want to fight, like physically, mentally. I just want to go someplace and just shut it down because I'm a gentle person. I don't really want there to be issues. I don't know how else to heal it without fighting.
Well,
But
that's where I would want you to start channeling it to say teaching younger women. I want you to channel this need and this willingness to fight, but take it to where it is about fighting to help right the injustices that have been done to other girls and other women.
And what do I do when it starts manifesting in the physical?
Well,
it's usually jealousy, and I hate to say it. It's usually my experience with this, my earliest experience with this, has come from family members that were female. For whatever reason, shape, or form, they were jealous. That's my earliest conscious memory of feeling bullied by women, and I've gotten to a point where enough is enough, 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 enough.
Well, so, and what you just said is exactly what I was talking about when the Queen of Swords reverse represents a mother or a mother figure.
Right.
Because it's this idea of the female figures in our childhood. But what have you done to resolve that situation with the people that initially did that?
I don't, and I agree with you, I didn't resolve it. I just kind of, not sucked it, but walked away from it. And I feel like women who are bitches, if you walk away from it, it continues. You got to stop it. You have to confront it and let people know I'm not going to deal with it. But my level of confrontation isn't the same. These people want to get physical, and that's fine.
But what about the people from when you were young? Are they still alive?
My grandmother is not. My aunt, my cousin, they are.
And this is about speaking your truth. So this is about the willingness to go to them and say, what you did at
I've
this
already
time.
Done it.
Okay.
I've already done it. And their response is, I don't remember that. Or it was so many years ago, you need to get over it. They are unwilling to take responsibility for it. So I've just distanced myself from them.
Okay. Well, sometimes so we can't change other people. But distancing yourself is the important thing here. And don't confuse distancing yourself with running away from something.
No, I don't consider it that. I needed to be free. I needed to be happy. And I needed to be untangled from that stuff. So I made a choice to distance myself because I didn't want to
it's hard to, you know, when you've been mistreated, it's hard to sit around people who have mistreated you and act like nothing ever happened.
Right.
I'm not very good at pretending.
Well, and that's actually a good thing, because I think too many people pretend, but then issues never get dealt with.
Right.
But you may have done the external work and action, but you perhaps have not done the internal part to forgive and forget and move on.
Okay.
Because
you
still, it's like you still carry it around. So if
right.
we go back to the idea of energy out is energy in, still carrying that anger, that bitterness around is what's emanating out from you and therefore attracting in. And so if you can now do the work on yourself to forgive and no longer continue to give those people from the past power to make you feel a certain way, which actually is not a proper way to say it, because nothing and no one makes us feel anything. It, we have control. We choose how to feel and how to respond or react to something.
Right.
And when we take that, when we recognize that, it means that we're taking that power back. Because we see that no one has the power to make me feel some way, to make me act in a certain way. And therefore, they suddenly become weak because they no longer have any power in our eyes nor any power over us. And if you can start to work on that regarding these people from the past, then you will find that the people that seem to be coming into your life start to shift. Maybe not the actual people, but in terms of the people you've been dealing with, those kinds of people seem to fade away and different kinds of people start to come in. But I think part of your healing process is going to be in starting to help work with and teach younger girls what it means to own their own power.
Right.
To hear what it's like to be supported and encouraged and all of those things that you just said about what true power means. And that will be very instrumental in your own healing process and also in your own shift to both seeing and approaching the world in a different way, as well as what you find yourself starting to be surrounded by.
Okay.
So what you feel like you haven't had in the world, you can now start using that anger that you have, which in some ways is kind of a righteous anger. You can have that anger to right the injustice of that by helping to create a different world for other girls.
I'm still trying to figure out, though, why this happened. Like, I heard that you said that there's some, you know, something lingering that happened, and so, you know, as in, as is, as out, I get that, but I'm just trying to figure out if there's something else, like if, you know, if there's a light, or if there's something that kind of just, you know, a magnet. So, or are we saying that past experiences that go unresolved, you know, become emotional scars that kind of embedded in your, like a soul imprint? And then because of that, you're attracting that to you because the scar hasn't been healed. It's like an open wound that hasn't been healed.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And,
okay.
You know, in more esoteric terms, sometimes what you'll hear is every time that we are wounded or go through a trauma in our life, it causes there to be a hole in our aura. Do you know what the aura is?
Yes.
Yeah. So, right. So think of it like an energy bubble around us. And so every time we get hurt, there is a hole that is created in the aura. And if we don't do a regular process of healing the aura, then those holes remain, and those holes become ways for other things to come in that we don't necessarily invite in, just like a hole in the wall would allow water to seep into the house. If we don't take the time to patch the hole, we can't complain that every time it rains, the house gets flooded because water comes through that hole. So one, you doing your own work on forgiveness and that kind of thing is going to help to start the process of healing the holes in that aura. therefore things that you don't want coming in. It means only that which you choose to allow in comes in. Then doing work with other girls is going to continue that process to not only maybe heal some of those holes, but also to strengthen that aura. But you're also then going to be instrumental in helping to do that for other girls as well, because you'll start to see how they've been wounded and the things they've been gone through. And so what you were describing is kind of like the person who's 40 and has never had a successful or happy relationship. And what they'll say is, well, if I wouldn't have been molested when I was 5, then I could have had a happy relationship. So even at 40, they define themselves by what happened to them at 5.
So they're still, in a sense, that 5-year-old girl.
Right. They still see themselves that way.
Or the 5-year-old person.
And what that does is it means it makes them much more vulnerable to ending up in relationships with people that treat them the same way again. Because that's the only way they see themselves in the world, and that's what they will continue to attract. They haven't healed the wounds. They haven't healed the holes in the aura.
Okay.
So,
I got it.
So when you're asking about where this comes from, the root of it is what you talked about happening when you were young. You've confronted that on the physical level, but you haven't necessarily healed and forgiven on the internal level. And part of the forgiveness may mean looking and saying, I forgive myself. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything to make that happen to me. I didn't do anything to attract that to me. Because when you stop holding yourself as somehow at fault, then we're able to take our power back and also see that it's a misuse and abuse of power on the part of the other person, but it has nothing to do with me.
Okay. I got it. Oh,
I think that this will become more clearly realized for you by starting to work with younger girls, because you'll see the same pattern of wounding and recognize in yourself how you still hold on to things. And then not only will that help you, but you'll be helping them to work through those at a younger age, so they don't then grow into an older woman who continues to operate from the wounded child place.
Okay. I didn't look at it like I was bullied by women when I was younger, and now this continues to happen. I kind of looked at it like, okay, how do I get this to stop?
Well, but you changing both your internal energetic aspect, which is the forgiveness and that kind of thing, and then starting to do something to change the world more in alignment with what you see is right and needs to be changed, is going to change what you find around you.
Okay, I got it.
And I can certainly say that just based on hearing you here, you're an extremely insightful and eloquent speaker, but also very motivational because of the way you say it. You say things very directly, but also with a passion that really comes across, and it motivates somebody to want to be different, to want to change. And that's what we want to harness in you and for you to start really utilizing to help change the world by working with other girls, the princesses that are going to be future queens, so they can be queens that stand in their own power and know what true power means, rather than becoming mean girl queens that you've been experiencing.
Yeah, I never really quite understood it, but okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and your insight. I do. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Well, from Massachusetts, let's see where we're going to go. Is there someone here calling from area code 253?
Yes.
Oh, well, hello and welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm kind of on the same state as everybody else. I want to know about relationships.
Well, that's all right. That's not what everybody else has asked about. So, see, you're not quite so generic. You're much more individual and unique. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Becky, and I'm calling from Washington.
State or D.C.?
Washington State.
State. And are we looking at a particular relationship or more generally about what's going
just
on in your life?
More general, if you see okay. if there's one coming or, you know.
And what's the day and month of your birth?
12/17.
Okay. All right. So if you've been listening, you know, I use that to calculate a year number in cards. And your year number is a 7. And, you know, 7 is a number of commitment. And so, and it's also a number that says take a step back in order to look at where we've come from and where we're going and are we still on track to where we want to be heading towards. So this is a year, if we just look at that from the idea of love life and relationships. This is a year where you have to be willing to take a step back and look at where have I come from in terms of love and relationship? Where am I heading? And does it seem as if I'm still heading towards the direction or the goal that I want? And if not, how did I get off track? And what do I need to do to get back on track heading towards what I really want rather than what I'm used to? And that can include looking at where and how am I committing my energy to things in my life? Am I committing it to things that I'm simply used to, or am I committing it to things that are productive towards creating and bringing about what it is that I'm wanting? So
right.
if we're wanting a relationship, but we're putting a lot of energy into work and not really going out to meet people, then we don't get to complain that we're not really finding relationships because we're not committing our energy, our resources, our focus towards what it is that we're really wanting.
Okay, I understand that.
And
so, okay, my question on that, where you said about getting out and everything, I'm not a person that gets out. I mean, I do go out and everything. So does online dating count, or is that totally different? You would say get out, meet people in person.
Well, no, when I say get out, it just means whatever we use to connect with other people in the world.
Right, so I am doing that.
That's good. But you have to look at, have you been doing the online thing for a long time and it doesn't seem to be really getting you anything? So do I just continue committing energy and time to doing something that isn't getting me anywhere versus committing that energy towards some other approach
somewhere
or something?
Yeah.
Now, if you just started doing online stuff a month ago, well, then, okay, we've committed our time and energy
but
towards
something. But I've had relationships off and on the results from that. But, yeah, it hasn't been that one lasting relationship.
Well, but that would say that perhaps where we're committing our time and energy towards trying to create or bring about the relationship you're looking for isn't really the most productive or the right place for
right.
the kind of relationship you're wanting at this point.
Correct.
Now, 7 corresponds to the Chariot card. So that can show us that things can speed up this year. The Chariot card is a very fast-moving card. It also is a card that says whatever choices we've made in terms of directions or things we want to do or whatever, this is the year to really zoom forward at 150 miles an hour in moving in those directions, making those things happen, putting those things into action. In terms of a relationship kind of thing, it can show that, one, we may find that there are that relationships come and go. It's kind of like having shipboard romances where we have these kind of, they burn bright, they burn quick, and then they burn out kind of thing.
Right.
So there may be some of those during this year, but also it can indicate that something happens overnight. Something develops very quickly. So what we don't want to do is put the brakes on something versus to just go with it. So it's like jump in and go for the ride rather than trying to put the brakes on and slow it down.
Okay.
So opportunities may come very quickly. Also, relationships may develop very quickly. It's like if somebody says, wow, this is really happening fast. You know, my head is spinning. This is happening so fast. But also, the Chariot card is about you being in the driver's seat. So this is also a year for you making it happen, moving it forward. It may mean that you're the one who initiates by asking somebody out. It may be that you're the one who moves the relationship forward rather than waiting for someone or something else to do that for you. You know, it's like, well, if they haven't called, I'm going to call them rather than, well, I'm not calling.
Right.
I'm going to wait. So be willing. The idea is that we get in the driver's seat of our own life and go when and where and how we want it to go rather than putting how, when, and where our life ends up in the hands of somebody else or something else.
Right.
And also the Chariot card is a big travel card. So that can show that this is a really good year for travel, that things of significance or importance may be likely to happen, or we may be able to find them during travel or as a result of travel. And that can mean two things. That can mean while you're traveling, you may meet the love of your life. It can also mean pay attention to people that you meet who are traveling.
Okay.
So, you know, so let's say that you go out and then you meet somebody who's, you know, in Washington for business, but they live in New York or whatever. But travel is often a very major component and a major catalyst during this year. So pay attention to who you meet while you're traveling as well as who you meet that is traveling. Questions about that?
No.
Okay.
I understand that. Yeah.
So the cards that came up specifically for this question, you know, the first card actually that comes up is the reversed Page of Wands. And Page of Wands is a card of playfulness, spontaneity, fun, impulsiveness, instant gratification. And the reversals can often indicate fear or resistance. So this can indicate that we've kind of lost that sense of fun and playfulness around the idea of dating and relationship, that we're taking it way too seriously. And if we can just go back to allowing ourselves to have fun, that may be why we want you to ease off of the online thing a little bit, depending on how you're approaching that, because it'd be like, just go out and go dancing. And if you meet somebody, dance with them. And depending on, of course, people's own ethical, moral stands on these things. You know, if we have one night stand, great. Let me just have fun with that. I'm not going to worry about it becoming anything else, but I went out and I had a great night. Or the shipboard romance kind of thing. You know, it's like, let me just live out this fantasy romance for a week while I'm on this cruise. And if I never see the person again, well, I still look back and I have this amazing memory of a week kind of thing. But it's just have fun with it again, play again, rather than approaching it and taking it too seriously, even in the approach that we're taking.
Okay.
And rediscover what it's like to be impetuous and spontaneous and in the moment, rather than having to try to overplan or overexpect or, you know, that kind of thing. So it'd be like if you go out on a date with somebody, let's just worry about where we might go on our next date, rather than, so where do you see yourself in 10 years? And what are your thoughts on marriage and children?
Right.
You know, just have fun with it in the moment and then see how it evolves, rather than trying to get serious about planning it out and figuring out if it's going anywhere and then am I really going to even invest in it?
Right.
Now, one theme that kind of comes up here, because we have the Death card reversed, don't panic about that, and we have the Eight of Cups. Both of those cards are big cards about letting go. And the reversal of the Death card could say that either we still are holding on to something that we haven't, it's like it's become dead weight, but we still hold on to it and haven't fully let go of it to put it behind us. So therefore, we haven't opened up the space or room for something new to fully come in. New things get crowded out. And Eight of Cups is a card of emotionally letting go and moving on. So there's a big theme here that there is still some work to do around something we continue to carry that hasn't been fully healed or fully let go of that is impeding our progress or ability for new love and new relationship to fully come in the way that we're wanting it.
Okay.
And
I totally know what that is.
Well, that's good. So that would be the first thing to focus on. And the nice thing is, in a chariot year, if you commit your energy and attention and focus to working on that, you'll find that you're able to work through it or move past it much quicker than what either it might have felt like previously trying to do it or you thought that it would take in terms of time and energy to do. So that's one of the nice things with the energy of that chariot card during this year is things are able to be worked through, moved past quickly once we fully commit to just making that the focus and priority of the moment.
Okay.
And I would also say that there's both the Page of Wands and the Page of Pentacles came up reversed. That can also indicate that it's time to go out with people that are your equal, either in age or maturity, rather than going out with children. And whether that means people that are younger than us, I'm not saying you're a pedophile, for goodness sake. Whether that means going out with people that are younger than us or going out with people that are immature in terms of their own development or where they're at emotionally in life, et cetera, compared to you. So we want you to start focusing on equals.
Okay.
And make that a priority when you're considering who you're going out with or who you want to develop a relationship with, rather than going out with somebody just because they're the good time person doesn't mean that they're good material for a long-term relationship. If you want to have fun, then have fun and have a good time. But when you're looking at evaluating people for relationship purposes, this would indicate people that are either a bit older or at least are mature and equal to where you're at in your own development. And that can include things like going out with somebody who's had their heart broken a few times because you also have been through that and therefore you both understand, you know, what's important and what isn't in a relationship and all of those kind of things versus going out with somebody who, you know, you're like you're their first or second relationship. And you're like, well, okay, obviously you don't know what it's like to be in a relationship because let me tell you of my experience.
right.
You know, so that's what you want to really pay attention to and make kind of an important aspect. And, well, one thing I would say is that probably the opportunity to put behind you and move on from this particular phase of relationship experience and moving into a new one is going to happen around the 8th month, which is August.
Okay.
But that means between now and then, you need to be doing the work that's necessary on, like when you said you knew exactly what you're talking about. It doesn't mean you can't have some fun and date people or whatever between now and then. But in terms of being able to move out of this phase and into the next phase where the kind of relationship you're looking for becomes more feasible or more probable, that would happen mm-hmm. around August. But that's as a result of you having done the work between now and then to no longer be bound by or pulled back by
okay.
some of the old stuff. And, you know, and the other card that I'll say that came up is the reversed High Priestess card. Now, on the one hand, the reversal of that High Priestess is very much an intuitive card. It's like the card of the inner voice. And the reversal of it says that one may have a tendency to kind of ignore what our own inner voice or intuition is saying, to override it, to second guess it, to go against it, or to not act on it. This may be a challenge, especially in the next couple of months because of the position that it came up in. So I want you to really be careful in the next couple of months about listening to and trusting your intuition and not justifying or excusing why you can kind of not go according to what your intuition is telling you.
Okay.
Also, the High Priestess card is often a card that represents Well, on the one hand, High Priestess represents mystery. And the reversal of it says you're at a point where it's time to stop trying to play the mysterious enigma versus to be more upfront, to just kind of say what you see is what you get. So don't try to play coy with people or hold back on things that you think you can't or shouldn't or don't want to reveal right now versus being
okay.
More honest, open, and upfront about that from the beginning so that there aren't these kind of lingering things that cause you to keep worrying about, well, what are they going to think when they find out about this? How are they going to react?
Right.
Tell them about that. It's like, just tell them about it from the very beginning, because that way we weed people out much more quickly. If they react badly,
okay. Great.
Then we haven't spent a lot of time investing in this. But we may be pleasantly surprised that people don't react so badly. And it's like, oh, well, I've already got the hard stuff out of the way. So now we can just kind of move forward. And I don't have to worry that there's some other skeleton in the closet to come out that could jeopardize all of this.
Right.
And the one other thing I would say about the reversed High Priestess card, High Priestess tends to be a very spiritual card. And the reversal of it can show us that there may be a little bit of a disconnect or a lack of some sort of spiritual aspect or substance or level to how we're operating in life or what we're doing and working on. And I would use the next couple of months especially to be reconnecting with that part of yourself or doing something in that realm, because that's going to help you come to a place where you are healthily ready and also to attract in something that is more in alignment with who you are and what you need, because you developed that kind of inner spiritual part. It can also indicate that you may meet someone as a result of spiritual work or something that you're at that is spiritual based, whatever that word means to you, whatever tradition or practice that is for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Sure. Any questions about that?
Nope. It sounds good.
Okay. Well, then.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the day. Okay. So now let us move to area code 510. Are you there, area code 510?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm excited.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Aisha and I'm calling from New York.
New York? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's a California number, but...
I was like, well, how did area code 510 suddenly get to New York?
No.
Well, thanks for calling in. Hopefully you have a nice day going on out there.
It is. It's pretty... It's very sunny. It's not that warm, but it's about 60-something, 70. But that's pretty nice.
Well, yeah, that's what a New Yorker says. A Californian like me says, oh, my gosh, it's kind of chilly, isn't it?
No, it is, but I am a Californian, but I have to put things in perspective because it's going to get really hot eventually.
Oh, well, that's true, huh?
So I'm thankful for this, like, kind of mild weather.
So what is it that you'd like for us to look at today?
Okay. I'm in law school, and I'm, like, very nervous. Finals are coming up. I didn't do that well last semester, and one of my classes specifically I'm, like, very worried about, and I just feel like I'm kind of, like, overcome with anxiety, and I can't, like, clear my mind to push forward.
Okay. Do you have any sense of what it is that causes the anxiety?
Well, just feeling like, you know, that I won't be successful, you know, because my grades have to be good or I'll be dismissed.
So one thing I would say with that is, instead of worrying so much about future success, just keep your mind focused on the class and the study and the tests and the work that you have in front of you at this moment to get through.
Okay.
Because instead, don't think of what you're doing right now in a particular class in the context of the future. Just think of it right now so that you aren't splitting your brain space and energy in trying okay. to deal with the future and deal with the present.
Okay.
Just keep it focused on the present and know that the future will sort itself out based on the present, so therefore you better maximize the present rather than worrying about the future.
That's true.
What's the day and month of your birth?
The day is the 6th and the month is January.
Okay. So, well, you know, so you're in a 4-year, which is a number of foundation, discipline, and 4 corresponds to the Emperor card. So there is a sense of needing to get more serious, more disciplined, more kind of down to earth. There's
okay.
kind of a sense we have to just kind of sit down and do the work.
Okay.
But again, when you're doing that, you're sitting down and focused on the work in front of you rather than worrying about the future. So
okay.
just really stay focused there and know that this is the year of foundation. So this is the year where you have the opportunity to lay the foundation for what you're envisioning the future to become, but you have to have a foundation to support what you want. And worrying about the future is like building the 3-story house before you pour the concrete foundation.
Okay.
And right now, this is the year to focus on the foundation to make sure that you're both laying it and that there aren't cracks or weaknesses in it before you start trying to put something on top of it. And that foundation is in the classes and the things that you're taking now, not what might happen in the future.
Okay.
I would encourage you with some of the cards that came up to take some little getaways. There's a sense that you need to perhaps get away from everything in order to focus on what you're studying on.
Okay.
And that can include turning off all electronic devices.
Okay.
That can include working, like say, if you're typing a paper, working full screen so that you're not distracted by, oh, look, an email just came in. Let me just check that real quick. Oh, well, look, 27 Twitter things just came in. Let me read those really quick before, and then I'll come back to this paper. Now, that can be very difficult if we're sitting in the same environment that we're used to being in, where we have access to Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi, that's the French, to Wi-Fi, you know, or whatever. So I would encourage you to regularly take, well, I'm going to call it a study break, but it's not a break from studying. It's actually taking a break and going someplace to study where you aren't distracted or disturbed or interrupted by anything from outside.
So,
and that could mean that you take your computer and you go sit in the middle of Central Park. Well,
okay.
They don't have free Wi-Fi in Central Park. but, you know, going and sitting in the middle of the park and then typing your paper there. So
okay.
that you're not distracted and leave your phone. I know this sounds really weird, but leave your phone at home or turn it off.
Okay.
So that there's nothing to interrupt or distract you from the work that you need to be doing that's in front of you.
Okay.
It can also be taking like little getaways, you know, like on the weekends you go someplace if you have a ability to go someplace or whatever. But the idea here is that there's a need to get away from, whether that's to just disconnect or to literally take a little, like a weekend trip here and there or whatever, so that you are just able to stay in and focused on what you're doing.
Okay.
Part of what may be impacting your success in your classes and things right now, maybe that you need to revisit some of the choices you've made about the direction that you want to go. And that could be as broad as, is law really the direction you want to go? But it may be more specifically that either choices you've made or choices you haven't yet made that need to be made first around what particular focus of law you want to do. Do you know what kind
okay.
of law you want to do?
I'm probably criminal or civil rights. Those are the two that I've narrowed it down to, or both.
So what I do when people say things like that is I just pull a card for each of the options that they end up saying. And I would extremely encourage you to be more focused on the criminal side.
Okay.
And this would come back to having not made the choice may mean that your brain is kind of pulled in two. And
okay.
If you start being much more focused on I've made the choice to go towards criminal law, then you can, A, become more motivated because now you know exactly what you're working towards rather than I'm still trying to figure it out. And B, it means that you're, you know, part of your brain is not still tied up with trying to figure out or worried about still needing to make that choice versus
yeah.
I've already done that, so now I can just focus on doing the work to successfully be able to pursue that particular direction. And I would say that the criminal law side of things is extremely more positively indicated for where you would want to be focused right now.
Okay.
Plus, that may mean that there are some new types of classes or some new focus that you would end up taking as a result of that now that it's a little more clear.
Okay.
I think there may be some classes or some things that you've been doing that you need to not be doing that are kind of a drain or a waste of time for you. So there may be certain classes you were taking that where you weren't sure which direction you were going to go, so you're trying to take classes, you know, that would support both kind of thing. And we need you to make the choice so that you can just let go of some of the classes or some of the things you were focusing on that might have supported one thing when that's not really what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
So that you can put all of your energy and focus. And then I think that you'll find you're more successful because you're able to be more immersed and focused on the things you're taking rather than, well, this class I'm not really interested in, but this one over here I am, you know, versus now you can just take things that not only are interested in, but are just all supporting one particular direction or goal.
Okay.
More broadly, the idea here is that you have to be willing to look at some of the choices you're making and how that is impacting your ability to be successful academically.
Okay.
And that could be the choices we make of how we utilize our time, the choices we make of the people that we hang out with, the choices that we make in terms of some of the things we're doing or the environments that we're in. And we need to kind of revisit or make some different choices around those kind of things too.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
How long... theoretically, is it supposed to take for you to get through school?
3 years.
Three years.
I'm in my first year.
Well, one thing I would say is you may actually, it may be a bit longer than that.
Okay.
And maybe we don't want you to push yourself so hard just because that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, I would actually look at what came up and say that it may take 5 years.
Okay.
Which probably freaks you out. but that may mean that you're pushing yourself too hard and maybe it just is not conducive for you as an individual to try to take the amount of classes and do the amount of work that would have to be done to finish in 3 years. Whereas if you can lighten that load or lighten that burden a bit, even if that means it lengthens the amount of time you may have to be in school, it dramatically increases the ability for you to be successful.
Okay.
I also think that perhaps the reason why it'll end up being longer is because at some point you may find there is a new area of interest or a new direction that you choose or decide to pursue with law. It still is law indicated. I think there may be something around poverty issues.
Oh, that makes sense.
And whether that's literally, well, because I would even see that as one thing that you might look at, because I'm going to go more symbolically with the word, but it would be something like the, what's it called, the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Okay.
And so the kind of work that they do is very much related to the kind of areas that you indicated that you had been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there may be something about as you start down a path, and then you get exposed to some things, it will shift your focus or open up new things for you to think about that you want to do that you just hadn't realized previously. And that's why the school thing may get extended. And whether that means 5 years where you're at, or whether that means you finish where you're at in 3 years, but then there's an additional 2 years of some other kind of schooling or some other kind of work, because that will then be what's needed to pursue the direction that has opened up for you or that you've realized you really want to go. And what you're doing now won't be a waste, because that's that foundation. It's kind of like an undergraduate degree and then getting a graduate degree. But the graduate degree ends up being in a very different realm than what you got the undergraduate degree in. But the undergraduate degree was necessary as the foundation to be able to go to graduate school.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing that I would see here. But I think that for now, putting more of a focus and emphasis on the criminal law side is the direction to do. And then that will open up some other opportunity or perspective or possibility that you will then realize is even more right for you or is more honed in terms of specifics within the criminal law side of things.
Okay.
But just because of that, well, the card that came up in the word poverty, not that, you know, just look at the Southern Poverty Law Center and what their mission is and the things that they do and deal with, because I think there's something there that's going to trigger a thought process for you.
Okay.
Will open your mind.
Okay.
So, questions about that?
Not about it specifically. I guess I don't really have any questions. I mean, it all makes sense. You know, I haven't thought that far as, you know, doing something beyond my law school education as far as education, but, you know, anything is possible.
Well, and that's why this year, I think, is very important, because this is a foundation year. So there's things going on this year that are setting the foundation for that. And even though you may not do that until a little bit further down the road, it's still something that seems to be integral to setting that foundation so that you know what you're working with or what you will eventually need to do to build the kind of quote-unquote house that you want, and making sure that you're laying the proper foundation or know what will be necessary for that foundation as you move forward.
Okay.
So you don't have to know it tomorrow.
No,
You got a year.
I have the end of the semester, but I'm not. That's not really my have ever been my issue. I mean, I know I do look to the future, but my main issue is that, you know, that I'll be successful this semester so that I can continue on next semester, in August.
Yeah, well, so the first card that came up is the Six of Swords. Now, here it's called the Burden, but that can show us that there is forward movement happening. So I think, yes, you will be able to move forward. Although I do think that there will be the burden of, say, you'll be like on academic probation or something, or the burden of having to repeat a class or something like that. So the ability to move forward, yes, but not without some restrictions or some challenges as a result of whatever is happening right now.
Okay.
And maybe that's why we see the prolonged period of time, because you have to repeat a class or something and it extends the amount of time or whatever. But yes, there is a sense of moving forward, but I think it's also then going to play into and affect some of the choices you make, including the choice of what to focus on or what direction to be moving in with the kind of law and that kind of thing.
Okay.
A shift in focus is probably going to happen, or a refined sense of focus is going to happen as a result. But yes, there is forward movement indicated.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your reading.
Well, thank you so much for both listening and calling in.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So we're just going to take a quick break here, and I see that there are still a couple of people in the queue, and we will get to you, not to worry. But for the moment, we're just going to take a little break, and we will be right back.
Firefly Willows, LIVE, is excited to announce the debut of a brand new show this Tuesday, April 30th at 8 p.m. Join Ivan Teams and John Carosella for Embracing Change, the Joy of a New Path. Call in as Ivan and John, along with special guests, share information and answer listeners' questions about their real-world situations, bringing our audience into a realm of new and exciting possibilities for crafting a career that can feed the soul and the spirit. Every fourth Tuesday evening of the month at 8 p.m., go to fireflywillows.com/live for the details.
And we are back. And if you're listening live, the live stream will cut off, but you can listen to the show, the rest of the show, in the archives. And if you're already in the queue, not to worry, you won't be cut off. So we're going to go to our next caller. And that is, I believe, someone calling in by Skype. And it is Patty. Is that you, Patty?
Yes, it's me.
Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Enjoying the show.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Where are you calling in from?
A suburb of Chicago.
Chicago. Well, now I know that you got hit by some snow and different things recently.
Oh, yeah. Big floods.
Oh, floods. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully things are drying out a little bit.
Yes, it is. And the sun is out today. So that's a bit of sunshine is what we need.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're getting what you need today. Hopefully this will also give you a little something of what you need. So is there something in particular you'd like for us to look at?
Yes. My job's ending in June, and I was just wondering what direction I might be going in.
Are there particular directions or particular things you're considering?
Nothing in particular. It's just I'm open to whatever may come my way, so just any change.
And what's the day and month of your birth?
9/30.
Okay. All right. So, one thing I would say is, This is a time to pursue something you've been dreaming about doing. So it's not necessarily about doing the most practical thing versus what it is that is kind of, it's almost like saying something that you've always, it's like a childhood dream, something you've always wished to do. This seems to be the time to go after that or pursue that.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's literally something that you wanted to do when you were a child that you would now do, or you look back at what you wanted to do when you were a child, and if for whatever reason that's not feasible at this point in your life, but still looking at the underlying reasons and qualities for wanting to do that and moving in a direction that allows you to satisfy those underlying reasons and qualities of that hope or dream. So like if somebody said when they were a kid that they wanted to be an astronaut,
mm-hmm.
Well, that may not be feasible at this point in their life. It would be saying the reason they wanted to be an astronaut was because they liked, you know, exploring new things and going into unknown realms and that sense of adventure. So this would be the time to pursue something that satisfies or pertains to those kind of qualities, something that is about venturing into new realms, feels like an adventure. That could be literally something that we do. It may be the type of work or the type of company or industry that we work in because they're doing things that are very cutting edge or venturing into unknown realms and, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you're at the point of and that we want to use as the primary basis or motivation for where you go next.
Okay.
And while there is a sense of it being offered to you, so like you said, you're open to whatever comes,
mm-hmm.
There's still a sense that you have to be putting out there what it is that you're hoping or wishing for, even if it's just that idea of those qualities that you would like for it to fulfill. So it's not just giving a blank slate, and whatever comes is going to write whatever it wants to on you and for your life, uh-huh. versus you're creating kind of the palette for it to work in, and mm-hmm. then it comes, and what comes either matches or can work within that palette, and then you're able to become aware of, or it recognizes that palette isn't right for it, so therefore it wouldn't come in. There may be something that's related to somehow, well, there's different ways to look at this. It could be either working with children, or it could be teaching, or in some way offering what you have to others who are up and coming.
I'm a teacher now, and I'm retiring.
Well, that doesn't mean that you don't still teach, but the idea here would be it could be like a mentoring kind of thing, or it could be working in a company or a field or a situation where what that overall company does is, you know, helping children or is teaching something or, you know, whatever.
Gotcha.
But it certainly is not saying that it's time to see yourself as no longer a teacher, but to think of the teacher as the archetype rather than the teacher as the specific profession.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's also probably, there may be an aspect of it where it's something that is part-time rather than full-time. Because this is a year for you to be enjoying the fruits of your labors to some extent, but also to allow for space and opportunity to do and pursue other things that you've always enjoyed or wanted to do that maybe have gotten put to the side or that you haven't done because you've been working.
Okay.
So I would encourage you not to necessarily pursue or take on something that is full-time, but something that still can satisfy what it is that you want to be offering to the world, but leaves time and space for you to be doing some other things for yourself as well.
Okay.
New environments seem to be highlighted, so I would encourage you to do things that put you in new types of surroundings or around new types of people. Sometimes, like, because one of the cards here, the Empress card reversed, often comes up when there's a sense of needing to move or to go outside of our familiar world and environment.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I would see that if we look at it as the archetype of teaching, that doesn't mean you have to be teaching in a school setting.
Mm-hmm.
But taking what it is, the wisdom experience and what it is that you offer, but into new environments, into new realms. And that's where, you know, maybe you become it could even be like you do training for people or that want to be teachers or workshops for people on how to be better teachers based on what you've learned and the experience you have from being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of those things don't matter what age you taught to versus just what works in teaching. So that would be the kind of things that I would see. But I really would not want to see you going into something full time. Because we want you to enjoy yourself a bit.
Would there be travel involved or anything like that? Or me moving from where I'm at to somewhere?
Well, yes. So the Empress card reverse can indicate that as well.
Oh, okay.
Moving literally in terms of uprooting myself and moving out of the environment that I'm used to being in to a new environment that is somewhere out there versus inviting things in to my environment. So, and whether that's you moving where you live or you going to work in different kinds of environments that are very outside of what you're used to or where you've worked previously, it can kind of go either way.
Sounds interesting. Like an adventure.
Yes. I would pay attention to June.
Okay.
June seems to be when there may be an offer that is made to you, and there I think it may be something that just kind of comes, where somebody says, oh, you know, I heard that you're retiring, and I wondered if you'd be interested in.
Ah.
And it will be something that will probably tap into what it is that you've often thought about doing or always wanted to do, but never had the opportunity or never quite knew how you'd be able to do that.
Mm.
But also, because this is the Six of Cups, could also indicate that June will be a month when you will be something will happen where you'll very clearly realize what it is that you have to offer and or where you can go to offer it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can hardly wait.
Well, so the nice thing is you don't have to wait long to kind of start to get an indication of what's coming next or what direction you might take next.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be willing to step outside of some of your comfort zones and some of your familiar worlds in order to accept it, pursue it, and experience what it has to offer you.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's exciting. It'll be exciting to retire then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the last card that comes up is the Tower card, which is like a big shakeup. It's also an aha card. It's like the light bulb goes off. That's why I was saying probably around June, something's going to happen where suddenly this light bulb goes off of, oh, this is how I could do that. Or, oh, I'd always wanted to do this, but didn't know how. And now here's this offer or this opportunity that allows me to do that.
Okay.
So it can indicate a big shakeup in you or in your life as well. So it's going to really kind of shake things up for you in probably an interesting way, but it's going to push you out of what you're used to or what you're familiar with, the comfort zone.
Yeah, I guess I need that push, I think, to get me going. Well, thank you very much. This has been interesting.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thanks for having waited and having called in.
Thank you, and I'll continue listening. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Okay. So from there, we're going to go to area code 989. Are you still on the line, area code 989?
Wow. I am.
Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sherrod. I'm calling from Michigan.
And what is it that we could perhaps look at for you today?
I'm really all over the board. Number one, you have just an amazing, soothing, calming effect. You do your reads. You're just amazing to listen to.
But
I was thinking, if anybody's calling with a lot of anxiety, your voice just calms them through all that. So it's so nice to listen to you. And I was sitting back and listening to how you're reading, and it was just very awesome. So I wanted to say that before we got any further.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
You need to hear that as well.
Yeah, but you know what'll happen. Yours will be the reading where I suddenly go, oh, no, you're not going to do that, are you?
Okay, honey, if that was the first time that was there, if it was sent to me, I'd probably be lucky. So I think it's all good. Actually, one of the things that I see that is your talent is about seeing people, you know, what their purpose in life is and kind of where they're going. So I'd like to, I think, get a read on that aspect. I mean, I'd go for the usual relationship, whatever, but I really think that one of the things I'm trying to do is to define where this niche is or what I'm to do, you know, in the future. And I'm going to let you know that I'll be 56 this year, so because that does have some weight as to what's been going on. So I'm looking at doing a shift in my field, but I don't know what I want to shift into.
Okay. What's the day and month of your birth?
It's 7/24.
All right. So if you've heard me with some of the other people, then you know that I use that to calculate a year number and a year card.
Yep.
And
yep.
The year goes birthday to birthday. So I'm just going to look forward to what you'll go into in your birthday in July.
Right.
If that's okay.
Yep.
And so, let's see. So we're not surprised that you're asking this kind of question, because you're in a 9 year at the moment, and 9 is a number of completions and closures. So it's bringing the ending of cycles, the ending of patterns, the ending of phases.
Right.
And then you'll be going into the 10 year. 10 is a number of change and transition, and it represents tying up loose ends in order to step through the portal into the next phase, the next cycle. So what you're asking is very obvious in some ways as to the energies that you're already experiencing or attuned to happening for you, in you, and around you.
Right.
And 10 corresponds to the wheel card, and the wheel is a card of major change. So it is a year that you'll be going into where it encourages you to make major changes or set major changes in motion that perhaps you'd been considering or thinking about. And that often includes things like job change, living situation change, but any kind of major change in that way. Also, okay. Be prepared for things to change and go with the changes rather than trying to fight or resist the changes or stop the changes, because things will change no matter what. And the more you go with that and accept that, the more you will benefit from it and be able to take advantage of it. The more you resist it, the harder you will make it on yourself without really affecting the fact that things are changing anyway.
Okay, I think I've lived through that one before, so
But also your age. You're getting ready to move towards. So will you be 56 in July, or you're going to be 57?
I'll be 56 in July.
Okay, so you're probably. This is. It fluctuates for each person a little bit, but it's around this time that you start to enter into the energies of what's called a Saturn return, and in astrology. A Saturn return happens approximately every 28 to 30 years. So our first one happens around the age of 28-ish. The next time it happens is around the age of 56 to 58-ish. So what that does is it's like it comes back around to make us look at, what am I doing in life? What am I doing in this world? Am I living up to my responsibilities? Am I doing what I'm here to do? You know, at 28, we go through the first one, and that makes us transition out of the child or the adolescent phase into the adult phase of life, because we start to say, oh, now I've got to get serious about my career, or now I want to start a family, or I can't just live like I'm still in college, or, you know, those kind of things. And at 56, the next one that comes along, it's like, what am I going to do with the last third of my life? You know, we start to think about retirement. We start to think about, again, reinventing ourselves. So it's not a surprise that you're asking this question as this is going on, or that you're feeling it very acutely right now. The deck that I use to look at, like, the year cards and things actually correspond the cards to Egyptian deities. And the wheel card corresponds to Keperra. Now, Keperra, most people know because it's the Egyptian scarab or the scarab beetle. And, you know, that Keperra is the sunrise, so it represents the dawning of a new day, the dawning of a new era. So you're on the verge of a new era or a new age of your life. And we want you to approach it that way, as if it's full of unlimited possibility and potential, as long as we don't try to just keep it the same as what it's been. Keperra asks us to spread our wings a bit. But Keperra also reminds us that we're being watched over and protected by forces greater than ourselves, so that making changes or allowing and accepting change to happen is something that is, you could say that it's like being divinely guided or we're being watched out for, we're in the hands of, or we're being protected by the wings of someone or something else greater than us. So we can let go of the fear of change and just go with it, because we know that there's something greater than us, both protecting us and bringing this about.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a sense of, like, Kepra can be related to the spiral dancer. And a spiral means that we may come back around to something where we've been before, but we're at another level. We're not just, you know, like a circle, you would close the loop. You'd come back around to the same starting point. But a spiral, you come back around to a point that's now above where we started. Then you'd go again, and that would be above that point and above that point. So it's a year to start looking at, where have I come from, and how does that inform where I'm at now, and what might be going on. It's kind of like the idea of what goes around comes around. What might be going on that is similar to or reminiscent of what I have experienced, learned, been through, wanted before, but now I'm at a different level, and how do I move that to the next level? So I think there will be things that you've already had or been through that will inform, but it's going to take it to a new level or in a new direction rather than just be a repetition.
Okay.
And that's part of that change idea. If we see things that come back up from the past in some way, we want to make sure that we allow it to change, or that we change it up rather than just repeating it. Whether that's a relationship that comes back in from the past, it has to either have changed, or we have to be able to change the way that it develops and goes this time versus simply repeating the what it was before.
Okay.
The first card that came up specifically around the question is the Two of Wands reversed, and that says it's time to take action, and it's Two of Wands is a card of possibilities and potential, but when it reverses, it says it's time to take action on the possibilities or the opportunities that we have in front of us, rather than waiting to see if there are any other opportunities that might still be coming up. So this is not a time to be hesitating or putting off or waiting for, versus a time to be taking action and advantage of what's already in front of you.
Okay.
And, you know, next to that is the reversed Empress card. And when you reverse the Empress card, there's a sense, the Empress is like the archetypal mother. And when it reverses, one, it can indicate that we're now at a time where we need to focus on mothering ourselves rather than mothering others. So it's time to nurture, support, and encourage you and what you want and what you want to be doing, rather than being the one who's there to support and encourage everybody else while putting your own needs, your own desires, your own expectations, your own goals on hold. There may be some sort of a move, if you heard me talking to the previous caller. This is a card that also came up for her. And the Empress card represents being very well established in the environment that we're in and very comfortable with where we're at. When it reverses, it's asking us to step outside of that environment, step outside of what we're used to or the environment we're comfortable in order to see what else is out there, rather than waiting for it to come into us. So like reversed Empress card would say, this is not a time to be a homebody, but it's a time to be getting out in the world and experiencing new things and being around new people, even if that makes us uncomfortable, just because it's new. It's also a card of creativity, and the reversal says that one thing that we may need to do is focus on how we've been expressing ourselves creatively, and that may need to change or be different now, find a new form of creative expression, as well as to introduce creativity into the things we're doing that where it may not have existed before.
Okay.
The biggest obstacle or challenge is the Queen of Swords, which is, Queen of Swords is very much about black and white. There's a right way and a wrong way. And that's going to get in the way if we think about or approach life in a black and white way. So we need to let go of the shoulds and the supposed tos, let go of what other people say is the right way or the wrong way to do something, let go of our own rigid way of thinking about or perceiving things or life or the world, and open ourselves up to the gray areas, open ourselves up to other possibilities and other things that may be very different than what I've done or what I've believed or what I thought was quote unquote right, to try them out and to experience them, because they may actually be okay or they may actually be right for us. We just never gave them a chance because we only had one way of perceiving them. So we were a bit too critical or judgmental by holding on to a fixed perception and never trying it. It's like somebody saying, oh, I hate Brussels sprouts, but they've never tried them. This would say, why don't you take a bite? You may find you actually like them. Now, I consider that crazy because I do not like Brussels sprouts, but I will still use that example as valid.
Okay.
There may be the equivalent of a Brussels sprout out there for me as well. Now, as we look forward, well, any questions about those?
I felt like as a kid that I was to teach, to motivate. I would have said I would have been a teacher or a social worker. And for like the last 30 years, I've worked with adults who were developmentally disabled, and the last couple of years as a home health aide. My education level isn't high, so I've been looking at going back to school. But there's nothing that grabs me that way. I'm also doing spiritual work, so I do reads and stuff as well. So it's wanting to step out of that service industry of being on that front line of the bottom line of everything and stepping out above that or in a different way. And that's the quirk. So I get the Queen of Swords saying, you know, but I'm a big proponent of change, and I've had tremendous amount of change in my life. So I don't look at changes like, oh, don't come to me. It's more like, I know you're going to come. And
well, one thing that we want you to also look at it as is not just change is something that comes, but change is also something that you can affect and be an active participant in making happen.
But I don't know what to change to.
Well,
that's been the dilemma for like 20 years now.
Well, part of what we're seeing is at this point we're changing to mothering yourself. So that means that the emphasis on the kind of work you've done for many years is changing. And it's not about taking mm-hmm. care of others.
Right. I agree.
And the card that's coming up next is the Star card. So okay. There is a sense of starting to move in a direction that is more healing oriented and more alternative oriented. So whether that's doing readings or energy work or that kind of thing, that's the kind of shift that we would want to see you start to take.
Okay.
Is not so much the physical part of the world in terms of like the teaching and the taking care of people, but it's more mm-hmm. focusing on healing and emotional support and spiritual work with people. That's very much what the Star card equates astrologically to Aquarius. And Aquarius is about the good of the all. You know, it wants to improve the world and improve humanity. It's like in Buddhism when they say, you know, may this be so for me and for all sentient beings. It's the idea that we're doing something in a greater context and to improve the all, the collective all, rather than just ourselves.
Okay.
So this, and this is in the position of the next few months. So there's a fairly immediate shift towards making this more of a focus or a priority. You know, and the star card can be about stepping into the spotlight in some ways, because it says it's time for us to be a star or to own our stardom. And so it's asking you to step out a little bit, which would be like that reversed Empress card of stepping outside of our comfort zone, putting ourselves out there more, you know, advertising yourself as a healer, or going and starting to offer things at various fairs and that kind of thing, so that you're visible and you're out there rather than just kind of doing it on the side and not a lot of people know unless they know you. But that is very much what the star card would be encouraging. And you know, I will say that the deck I'm using, the star card, is called Silence. So it says
Silence?
For the moment, yeah. So for the moment, it's asking you to go out under the night sky, whether it's under the moon, under the stars, and sit in silence and allow your inner voice to speak and to hear what it's telling you is the next step. Because our head, our mind, can drown out and get in the way. And this is saying, if we can quiet the mind, if we can put ourselves in a state of silence, then what it is we're seeking will be revealed. Because the star card is like the universal neon sign. And so it kind of blinks and says, go this way, go this way, go this way. And we have to both be quiet enough and observant enough to see that. But within the next couple of months, the universe is going to be giving you very clear indicators as to what direction to go, who might help you along the way, and what it is that needs to be changing and what you need to start focusing on doing. But you have to be willing to be quiet enough and observant enough to both recognize that and be willing to go in the direction that it's indicating, rather than resisting because we think, oh, well, I don't know if I'm ready to go that direction, or I don't know if that's the right thing for me. So some of what you said actually is probably going to happen, where you won't do much. It'll just kind of come, or it'll just kind of happen, or it'll just kind of reveal itself. But but we want you to do it when it does that, rather than needing it to look like or be something that you thought it was going to be.
Because, oh, I never think it's going to be anything, honey, because I'm so wrong, it's not funny. So, you know.
Well, that's good.
It always becomes whatever it's supposed to be. You know, it's they'll say, go here, and I have no clue why I am wherever I'm at. And it could be talk to this person, do this, do that. It could be just meeting somebody and having an exchange of ideas or whatever. But so I'm really an in the moment kind of person. I'm very different that way. And
well,
I'm just, that's where I'm usually at.
But I would encourage you to be more proactive in creating moments rather than just always waiting for the moments to happen.
Okay.
And that's where this idea of like putting yourself out there, you know, at a fair, or advertising your services, or seeking out clients rather than just waiting for them to come to you would come in. Because the more you do that, the more you will see just coming to you as a result.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not concerned about clarity around this, because the final card is the Two of Swords reversed, which generally can indicate that it's kind of like the blindfold comes off and we're able to see very clearly where everything is pointing or leading or directing us. So that will be coming, but so I'm not worried about you not having a clear sense of direction or what you need to be doing, because it's going to probably be pretty clearly shown to you over the next couple of months.
Okay.
But we want you to be proactive in the sense of both pursuing those things as they reveal themselves, as well as putting yourself out there and making yourself visible for those things to find you.
Okay.
So do you do any sort of public readings or healing or advertising or anything like that around those kind of services?
You're banking up your favorite line right now, which is, where's the website? Where's the Facebook page? Where's, you know, and it's really been about timing more than, and my lack of abilities and my abilities are at the same point, you know, so, and some of it has to do with the financial aspect right now that hasn't come through to do other things at this point. So it's all kind of intertwined, but, so they've been talking about the website. Do I do places like that? Yes, absolutely. I've done that. Did that more up until like the last couple of years. The last couple of years, a lot of places that used to do things like that have dried up or not happened anymore. Or my present job has not been great in that respect because my schedule is, it'll be fixed for a while and then I'll just do a 180 into where I have, I'm working weekends, where I had weekends off, to where I had this schedule and I have this schedule now. So it hasn't been a permanent, so it hasn't allowed me to be consistent as far as days I'm available or times that I'm available. So it's really hard to get that word out because that's always shifting.
Well, but if you get the word out just by having your information out there in terms of how people can contact you and the kind of services you offer, then when they mm-hmm. contact you, they're simply going to make an appointment based on whatever you say your availability is. They're not going
that's
to be
true.
Expecting you to be at a certain place on Tuesdays or whatever.
No, and, well, I understand that, but it's like, you know, not being able to get phone calls while I'm at work. It's a 14-hour day.
People can leave a message. That's okay.
Yeah.
And then you call them back the next day.
That's
you know, and
I
having
do.
And do you have a Facebook page?
I do, but I don't. I have
not for you personally, but as a Facebook page
for
you.
For my business, yeah. For my business, yes.
Okay, so that's another thing that you can start promoting more because that's a way for people to send you messages and ask about availability and that kind of thing. But you get back to them when you can. You know, just mm-hmm. just because we live in a world where everybody thinks you should respond in 3 seconds because of email and Twitter and all of that kind of stuff, doesn't mean that we have to be bound by those expectations. The world will not end if we get back to somebody tomorrow for a message that they sent us yesterday.
mm-hmm.
You know, but here, the star card would say that your star is on the rise, and we want you to kind of hitch on to that and take advantage of that by making yourself more visible and promoting yourself more.
Okay. The clearing happens.
But it also is very indicative that the work you've been doing needs to shift or lessen in terms of the physical work and taking care of people physically.
Yeah.
So that you can be more focused on and doing more work around helping people on a spiritual / energetic and healing level.
And that's what I've asked for. And actually, I thought by like this summer, spring, summer, that was going to shift, and I've put out to the universe that I need to stick into a different job that offers X, Y, and Z, or I need to step out of that realm of the role that I've been playing and get into something that fits who I am better now than who I was even last year or this year. You know, it's not, I have wonderful people I work with and for. But it's at a point that I just feel like I'm in conflict now with my inner, outer self because of what I'm doing. And I just feel like it's time to step onward into a different direction.
I'm gonna give you a suggestion of something to just look up on the internet. It's mm-hmm. called soul midwifery or midwifery. But if you just do a Google search for soul midwifery, MIDWIFERY, I think that's the kind of services and things that you can now start transitioning into offering people. because it will employ some of the things that you've already been doing, and the experience you have in that is going to be very valuable, but it's going to take it into a different direction. And soul midwifery is actually based out of the UK, so whether you can actually take the classes that they offer, or it just gives you the idea of the kind of focus and emphasis that you can start doing. But it'll mean that you have to be a little more proactive in putting yourself out there and offering those kind of services. But I think that's something that will end up being beneficial for you, or kind of paying off for you. And the star card comes up in the position of the next 1 to 3 months. So that shows us that blinking neon sign the universe is going to give you for the direction to go is likely to be appearing over the next 1 to 3 months, which falls right in line with the time frame that you were putting in your own intention.
Yeah. Well, that's also what I was getting from the universe, was that was about the time for a major shift to happen.
So here we just have a validation of that.
Yeah, which is awesome, because, you know, it's always important to get the validations as much as the messages. Messages are one thing. The validations just say, yes, you're on the right track. Yes, that's what we are saying to you. Yes, you know.
Right. And reversing the Two of Swords, as the final card says, that the blindfold comes off, so we're able to see clearly, and we're not thinking, well, I could go this way or this way. That would be upright Two of Swords. The reversal is when everything starts to point in one direction. So that clarity is coming, and it'll probably be there in the next few months.
Do you see college for me in any of this? Is that going to be a proactive aspect to get into?
I wouldn't say to focus on that at this time. I think wait, and like if you both just investigate the soul midwifery thing and then whatever other ideas that might prompt or inspire in you, because I think because Ace of Pentacles reversed came up when you asked about college. So it's saying that that's not the thing to do at this time, because it may be that there is a different focus or understanding what kind of classes or education you might want to pursue, which may not actually be college. It may be some other kind of educational types of things that will be more in line with what you need. So I wouldn't worry about the college thing right now.
Okay. That was the other main part, because that was something I was looking at. And yet every class I was looking at, every course, it was like it's not fitting. It's not hitting. You would think
I don't think the traditional academic setting and courses is going to be what it is that are going to be right for you. And so some of this investigation over the next couple of months is going to start to reveal what would really be the right things for you to be learning. And it's probably not going to be in the more traditional academic setting like college.
Well, you know, that almost makes me a very happy woman.
Well, that's what I'm here to do, is to make happy women. I'll make women happy. Yeah.
You do that just by being who you are. You're just, you know, you're just amazing, and you're tremendous. And, you know, you bless so many people with your tremendous gifts and your talent, and you use it so well.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to just to finish, I'm just going to give you two suggestions of herbal herbal supports, herbal allies that you can use. For the star, an herbal ally that energetically would help to connect with that is something called skullcap. And if you just do a quick internet search, I always recommend people go look at, unless you know a really good herbal place around you, I always recommend mountainroseherbs.com. But just type in the search skullcap and you'll be able to find it probably in multiple forms fairly easily. And then for the wheel card that you'll be going into, the herb that can help with that is slippery elm. Slippery elm is pretty easy to find, I think, even as an herbal essence. But both of those you could search for at Mountain Rose Herbs. And the idea is that, especially if you can ingest those in some form, those will energetically help you connect to the energies that that card or those cards are about. Therefore, you become more attuned to them and able to access them and to work with them.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. Well, enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
I will. I have. Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. And I think we have one final caller calling from area code 480. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Thank you for taking my call. I wasn't sure if you would take it or not.
I will.
Thank you.
So we still have about 15 minutes, so we're good. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Shruti, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. And what is it you'd like for us to look at today for you?
What I'd like to take a look at is with my career side, I'm starting a new job within the same company, May 1st. And my home in another state has sold, so I'm looking for a new place also. So if you can pick up anything in terms of purchasing a new place.
Okay. So there are some, there's some possibilities or potential places. They're kind of bubbling under the horizon. And there's a sense that either something that is available now and then doesn't work out will then come back, or okay, the thing that will be right for you or that will, you know, work out for you is still in the process of coming onto the market. It's not there yet.
Okay.
And I would anticipate that you would probably connect with, find the place, well, this would be during Cancer, which is June 20th to July 20th.
Okay. Okay, not too far away.
Yeah. No. There is a sense that in the next couple of months, there may actually be something that you find that you think you're going to get, but then it ends up falling through. But the cards that are here would say don't get discouraged by that, because
okay,
then something else will then come along, or it will suddenly become available, or the situation will right itself with that place, but it'll be during that, I know it's weird to say that Cancer time frame, that June 20th to July 20th time frame.
Okay.
You know, and we've got, because Two of Wands comes up, which is really good for that. That's the card that shows us that there's possibilities and things that are kind of bubbling under the surface, but haven't quite, the idea is they haven't quite come into full view yet. So therefore we don't want to take action on them right away. We're waiting to see what all of the possibilities are. And then we'll take action rather than taking action on the first thing that comes along. That's where I would see if you grab the first thing that comes along, it probably will kind of fall through or not work out or end up not being the best thing or costing you more than you thought it would or whatever. And then that's followed by the Empress card. And the Empress card is very much about being in or finding and establishing the kind of environment, setting down roots and being in the place that we need to be in for the long term. So there's a lot here that's encouraging in the sense that you're going to find a new place and probably it's not going to take that long. That could be relative to what somebody was wanting it to be, but I think by around that end of June, early July time frame, you're going to find yourself in a very happy place, because the Page of Cups comes up, and anytime there's a page, it's about information or news coming in. The Suit of Cups is the suit of the heart, so it's things that can make us happy, that we're satisfied with, and also there's a sense of things kind of flow well with mm-hmm. cups because they're water. So that coming up here at plus Page of Cups corresponds to Cancer. So that coming up here shows us that we have happy, positive, satisfying news coming, and it follows right. the reversed Ace of Pentacles. And Ace of Pentacles reversed is where something starts and then doesn't take. So I think that the first thing you try to go after may end up falling through. But again, that Page of Cups follows, which says, but don't get discouraged or disheartened, because something better that will make you even happier will then come.
Okay, great. That's really good news. About because I've also asked my landlord over here whether he wants to sell this place. So he's thinking about that.
Ah.
But I'm looking outside. So.
Well. So the strength card actually. So when you say that, asking of your landlord, the strength card comes up, which says that that is a very strong possibility, or it's something very worthwhile in doing. And I would say that either because that will spark his interest or her interest, whichever it is, and may lead to the possibility of being able to purchase that place, or the landlord may say, no, I'm not interested or prepared at this time to sell this place. However, now that I know you're interested in buying someplace, I have a friend. So either way, there seems to be something that's very worthwhile in asking your landlord.
Okay, because, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting, because he also mentioned that, he manages properties for his friends. And that's one of the things he had mentioned, that if I use him as a real estate agent, he would give me some commission. So that is very interesting.
So I think that the strength card is saying that's a really strong position or a really strong direction to be pursuing.
Okay, great, great. So I'm waiting for his response back. That's interesting. Anything about the career?
What's the day and month of your birth?
May 20.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of things are happening. May 14th is my home closing. May 1st is the new job.
All right. So on the career front, it seems as if it's going to move along. Things may start to speed up, or things that had felt like they were getting stalled or postponed are going to start moving forward as a result of making this shift. It's kind of a sense of waking up or coming back to life, if you will. You probably will be given multiple responsibilities or duties. The Two of Pentacles comes up, and sometimes that indicates doing more than one job. And whether that's literal in terms of having two jobs, or if you're in a job, you may end up doing things that are kind of, you may do the work of two people, or you may have a blending of responsibilities, like, you know, normally the responsibilities would be this person does this and this person does this, but now you're kind of doing two things that would normally be two different people, but they're kind of combined in what you're doing. So be prepared to be a multitasker.
Okay.
Because this is a card that says you'll probably be juggling a lot of balls all at once. So your multitasking capabilities are going to be called upon greatly.
So right now I've got an opportunity. It's the same manager, but he has given me two completely separate different opportunities on which one to go for. So can you
in some way identify the two opportunities, whether it's the name of the position or even if you just give them each a letter, but you know what letter it's stand for?
Okay. So one is radios.
Okay.
And other one is SATCOM.
Okay. Radios would be the safe choice. But yep. SATCOM would actually open up and expand your choices in the future.
Okay.
So it has greater ability to, one, bring together a lot of different talents and skills and things that you do, but also it will create other choices and other opportunities for you over the long term. And when I had the initial cards out here, there was a sense that, one, moving towards something that is that gives you greater autonomy. So, because the Three of Pentacles reversed came up, Three of Pentacles is a card of teamwork or collaboration. And when it reverses, it's a sense of either working for ourselves or being more independent or autonomous. So that's the kind of direction you want to be going and the kind of criteria you want to use to choose which position to be considering is what offers you the greater freedom and the greater autonomy to kind of be your own boss, do your own thing, create it in your own way, rather than having to work with other people very closely. Doesn't mean you wouldn't work with other people at all, but just that. And then the Knight of Wands follows that. And Knight of Wands is a card of travel. So one, it could indicate that you're moving in a direction of something that will involve travel in some way. But it also can just be a card that represents movement or the ability to move forward and advance in something. And that's where I would come back to the SATCOM thing is going to be much more indicative of offering that opportunity or ability to advance and move forward in the future.
Yeah, that's very interesting because, yeah, SATCOM thing would be something that would be stretching me, something that I've not done before. Radios is something that I've done before and it's in my comfort zone. But radios is something that I would have to go to Canada for a while to get familiar with the product and things like that. Whereas SATCOM, he has not mentioned anything like that. So the
Knight of Wands, the travel card, is in the future. It's in the long-term position. So it says, looking at something that would be causing you to travel in the near term or in the immediate future is not what's indicated. It's something that's down the road. So again, it seems to take the emphasis off of the radio's position since that would involve travel right away.
Right.
And that either SATCOM in the future may involve travel, or if nothing else, it just allows you to be able to advance and move your career forward more in the long term.
Okay. Yeah, both of these positions involve different, not only Phoenix area, but interfacing with different countries. So that way it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, and that's probably why we had the Two of Pentacles come up, because you have the two positions to choose from.
Yes, yeah, so very accurate.
Yes, but I would encourage you to come out of your slumber, which means be willing to shake yourself and step outside of your comfort zone and pursue something that's going to offer you greater growth potential to challenge you more and the ability to advance more as you move down that road rather than staying in what you're familiar with, which will work out fine, but will also kind of make you get bored and feel kind of stuck in a rut because it won't really take you anywhere.
Right, correct. Yeah, see, I'm a Taurus.
Struggle with that.
So that keeps me, I would be in your comfort zone, you know.
Yeah.
I want to learn everything new. So.
Well, this is going to challenge you to step outside because it's interesting because Four of Pentacles would be a very Taurus card that represents the radio side. The Lover's card is actually what came up for the SATCOM side, but the Lover's card is represented by Gemini. And we're getting ready to go into Gemini. So there's a sense that it's asking you to step into the next evolution from Taurus. You know, you may be a Taurus, but now it's time to grow into what would be the next sign rather than staying stuck in what you're used to.
Be in the comfort zone. Okay, wow, very, very accurate. You're amazing.
Well, thank you for having been so patient and waiting.
Oh, thank you. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And I'll keep you updated.
Excellent. We like to hear what happens.
Yes, thank you.
And enjoy. Thank you, and you enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
I will. Do you have another caller, or can I ask you another question?
Well, the show is actually going to cut us off here in about a minute.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. I encourage you to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Firefly Willows. You can also hear archives of this show and any other show under Firefly Willows Live on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/